bringing you the truth or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
We've got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. This guy with Jeff McGuire and Jackson Frazier behind the glass taking care of us. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, all of that welcomed there. Thoughts like this from Sooner in Lubbock. How about a shout-out to the new home Leopards, new to the 11-man game and in the semifinals. Yeah, shout-out to them.
Very cool.
Shout-out to Lubbock Christian High. They won a state title over St. Paul over the weekend.
How about that? That's a state champ in Lubbock, Texas, folks, right there.
So that's awesome. Shout-out to both of those schools. All right, it's time for a Monday edition of Kaylee's Dailies. Jeff and Matt, you enjoy a good surf and turf?
I like almost all versions of the surf and turf. Like, there's some places that do, like, burger and shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's some
interesting.
They'll do, because it's, you know, surf and turf at that point. It's not the steak and lobster, but it's they'll do a variation of it. I'm a fan of those, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like beef and seafood.
If you had to take just the surf or just the turf,
where am I?
Just in general, for the rest of your life, wherever you go, anywhere you go.
Here's the thing. If I'm near the coast, we're going surf.
What about Dumas, Texas?
Turf. 100% turf. Without hesitation, turf.
Should have told Joyce that years ago. Saved him a lot of problems.
There are some places in Houston, oddly enough, that it used to. It's been 10 years since I've been down there. No. But would advertise that their shrimp was swimming in the bay an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is in Galveston Bay. I don't know what chemical that gets dropped in the water that shouldn't be getting dropped in, or what sewage gets dropped in there that shouldn't be getting dropped into Galveston Bay, but something in Galveston Bay.
Drop the correct sewage if you're going to drop sewage, people.
Something in Galveston Bay just makes shrimp taste awesome. I would take that surf right now all day long. However, we don't have that here.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that here you have to be careful where you order your seafood from.
You never tried the catfish from Mae Simmons? It's awful.
Here, I would take the turf, 100%. But I'm a huge fan of seafood, so I would of the choices, I would say surf, mm-hmm. if I was close enough to surf.
Blanket statement, team surf, using
rational judgment.
What thinking or whatever you were using.
Yeah.
Area should probably play a factor. You have probably enjoyed lobster, though, if you're a surf and turf fan. And since lobsters are such a popular food item, fisheries, their experts have utilized several ways to fish them sustainably. While lobster fishing, fishermen only keep male lobsters. Sexist. Any female lobsters that are caught are checked for eggs on their undersides. It's estimated that female lobsters can hold 10,000 eggs per pound and up to 100,000 eggs at a time.
That's a lot of eggs.
It's a lot of baby lobster mouths to feed. Lobster fishermen also utilize tagging to indicate to other fishermen. This is done by clipping a notch in a holding female's tail that can be seen easily to indicate that the female is egg-bearing.
Uh-huh.
There you go. So we can have lobsters forever.
Although, I'm a fan.
Yeah. Steven says you are correct, Jeffrey, going to Galveston in a couple days in August next year.
Hey, I'm just, there's something in that water, and it's not legal. Let's make this clear. It's nasty, it's disgusting, and it makes the shrimp taste awesome.
Hmm. I've only been to Houston a couple of times, but I did enjoy the seafood when I was there.
It's one of the things that I miss the water while being here, and I've been here since 97, so it's like, it's a constant thing that I miss. Just waves coming in and the salt water air that you get when you're close to the coast, that it's just reviving, and the seafood. So many good
seafood. I can throw salt water at you.
Houston has seafood places like we have Mexican food restaurants.
Bucket salt.
No. Like Lubbock has Mexican restaurants. Like someone says, hey, let's go get Mexican food in Lubbock. Are you going to say no?
No.
No, there's not a bad one in town. It's seafood is kind of like that in Houston. There's not a bad one in town.
Well, Joy and the boys, you think they'll go on a little seafood tour?
If they don't, they've missed a golden opportunity to get really good seafood. Mm-hmm. So then it's on them. I can't help them anymore at that point.
We get this from Raider's dad. You're in Dumas, LOL.
Well, you know, I am a Dumas, so.
Has anyone seen Deion's speech? I saw his locker room where he was like, if you're going to the portal, get out. It was Jamie to me at 3 o'clock every single day. Get out.
Yeah, there was a...
He's got his baggage, and it's Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like there's some position. I like that he was honest, though. I'll be honest. It's because he's gotten some insane talent at a university that's not used to having that level at Jackson State, right?
Yes.
Done a terrific job on top of it while he's there. I think that there has been, and probably fair, some questions. Can he make that jump? Is it because he was able to use his name to get some of these talented kids that usually wouldn't go to Jackson? Whatever the question is. Can he do that still at Colorado where you're playing equal talent, maybe better talent at the start? Well, probably better talent at the start. And I think those are all fair, but it seems like when you go back to last year when he was looking at TCU, he interviewed well. I mean, that's why he was a legitimate candidate for that. Was it just like, yeah, we're looking at his name too, so our coaching search is in making airwaves, right? It's making headlines. But I'm curious because the Pac-12 right now isn't exactly loaded from top to bottom, and Colorado is at the bottom. I read one of the articles I was reading on it was saying, like, yeah, maybe Colorado thinks maybe they can do what USC did, going from 4-8 with Lincoln Riley all the way to the Pac-12 championship game. It's like, well, let's hold our horses. Now, he is bringing talent with him that he brought to Jackson State, so that'll be an interesting watch. Does that make you more interested in Colorado as a program as far as possible expansion still on the table? Because I'll be honest, I was kind of getting to the point where I was way out on Colorado and didn't really see them.
My position on Colorado rejoining the Big 12, if everybody else from the Pac-12 was coming, then I'm okay with them coming. But they got to apologize. That's what they... Everybody else I'd welcome with open arms.
With arms wide open.
No, I said open arms. There's a difference. I need an apology from Colorado.
You need an apology.
I need an apology. I was like, I need them to come in and realize that they left for greener pastures, and the pastures were not greener. They
pastures
were not
of champions, Pac-12.
They were not better. They were worse, and they're sorry, and they'll never do it again. And I don't care if they mean any of this, but I need them to say those things, mm-hmm. and they need to ask for forgiveness. And I'm not going to penalize them by taking away half of a share of the payout for the conference or anything like that. But I need them to acknowledge that they were wrong. Mm-hmm. And then I will welcome them back. They're not going to do that.
Say you're
that would
sorry.
Be silly. Right. I need them to know that. What did you do? Why is there a mess on the floor? Look at the mess you made on the floor. We have now cleaned it up, and now you're back. You're not allowed to make the mess on the floor again. And now they're bringing in Deion Sanders if he comes. So, you know, that'd be fun.
That would be fun. We get this from Bullfighter. Really convinced that I scared second place Snead away. Come back, bud, so I can talk more smack.
He'll be back tomorrow, I think, right?
No, not tomorrow.
He
would be back tomorrow. We won't be here for the first hour. We'll have Lady Raider basketball starting at 11 o'clock. They take on Sam Houston.
If you were to spot... a couple of people, about $50. Might not have to be here for the last hour either.
Mm-hmm. I know a couple of guys.
You know a couple of guys that could use some $50, right? Go talk to them and have them do an extended post-game show.
I think it would just take $50. I'd have to have $50 before I could do that. You're talking like I'm choice over here.
Well, I'm telling you what it would cost hundreds. You. How you come up with the money is up to you. You've got 24 hours, and one of them is at night, so you know.
Do you take?
You can get
checks.
After it, huh?
Do you take money?
I'm not the one that needs the money, like I do, but I'm not the one that can make the change. The guy down the hall.
I'm just gonna write it and say, "Don't cash this until 2 weeks."
Can I give you an IOU?
I would gladly pay you for a post game show today.
Tomorrow for a post game show today. There we go.
I messed it up.
You know what that music means?
Means we are wishing Jeffy Mack a great rest of his day. Thank you for joining us. We'll welcome in a little crouton. Jamie Link next.
Hmm.
Yeah, sleep tight. Good night. Yeah. You've got the bottom line at 100.7, the score, 107thescore.com. Hour number two when we come back.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That music means it's time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take. We'll play it right here on the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Every day at 1:30, every weekday, I should say. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint and Jackson Frazier. I have the questions today. It will be fair. It will be a just match of Take versus Take. Jackson, you already have one win on the day. How are you feeling rolling into your Take versus Take match?
I'm feeling good. Feeling confident.
And same question to the other side of the podium.
I'm not feeling very competitive today.
Well, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you're mismatched? Is it really weighing
There's
on you?
There's some fashion faux pas going on today. Yes, it is wearing on me. I cannot wait to get changed.
Fashion faux pas. Weed yeah. string. All right. Well, since you're thrown off, I'll ask Jackson the first question first and let you have time to settle.
Good.
The Chiefs, my beloved Kansas City Chiefs, for the third time in a calendar year, fell to the Bengals yesterday.
I'm proud of you as a Chiefs fan actually bringing them up today. Other Chiefs fans on the radio that continuously talk about the Chiefs may have not mentioned them once this morning.
Oh, no.
Shocker.
Shocker. Mm. Oh, man. They gave me a pretty bad Sunday yesterday in the afternoon. And part of it, and this is what the question is going to stem from, part of it now is I'm tired of facing the Bengals because the Joe Burrow Cincinnati Bengals, until you beat them, own the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't want to see them in the regular season. I certainly don't want to see them again in the playoffs. Because I'm just not going to feel good about it at this point. Seems like you're just going to lose by three every time.
Wouldn't it be nice to have the schedule like Jackson's Eagles and the Cowboys where you don't have to face teams like the Bengals?
Oh, my gosh. Titans.
Titans.
Colts.
Jags.
Oh. Yeah, just give me the AFC South. Well, I can't say that too much because the Chiefs had the Jaguars a few weeks ago.
I saw a stat yesterday. The Vikings are 10-2. Mm-hmm. Nine of their right? Is
no,
that correct?
They're not 10-2.
The Vikings? What are
the
they?
The Vikings. Vikings. Sorry. I was still talking about the Titans. Go ahead. Okay. I'll be over here.
Vikings
if you need me.
10-2. I do. nine of their 10 wins by one score or less.
Man.
They've been really good in those one score games. That's impressive, and also at the same time, is that record a little misleading?
It kind of feels like it. I mean, like I said, I've still been waiting for the full
I could buy into
somewhat
a little bit
Cousins
of both.
Collapse. Mm-hmm. If the Jets would have got mm-hmm. him, then fully bought into not believing in them as a Super Bowl mm-hmm. contender, even though the Jets have been good. But that goes into our first question. Jackson, you're up first. For your NFL team, what non-division team do you hate seeing and you would count maybe even as a rival?
It's hard to pick one because there's a few from when I was like younger that I didn't like playing, but more recently we've had better success against them. But one of the first ones is the Saints, I guess. Like early when I was like Donovan McNabb era playing against the Saints and stuff like that, we would always lose to them in the playoffs. I remember one of the first times I really remember watching a whole season, we played them in the playoffs and like Deuce McAllister just ripped us apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like so upset, and I like one tear dropped as like an 8-year-old or something like that. But
I think that means he killed somebody in prison, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Is that why you have the tattoo on there right now too? Yeah. As well.
That's what I did right after the game was over. But I'm just gonna go with the Saints. I can't think of any super recently outside of the division, because I would say the Cowboys when we had Carson Wentz.
Mm. Jamie.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Okay. I mean, I basically know that Buffalo will never win a Super Bowl during the Patrick Mahomes era. And no matter how much time is or little amount of time is left on the clock, the Chiefs are going to find a way. AKA Buffalo's going to find a way to blow it. And the best part about it is when it's all said and done, I get to come to work and hang out with my Chiefs friends.
Jamie's going to get the first point because you can truly tell he's been beaten down emotionally.
I am.
But you're first in the AFC now.
If I could go back and change one thing in sports, it was that somehow Patrick Mahomes did not go to the Chiefs.
Did you see the story that came out?
I don't even care that Buffalo traded the pick. Trade it to anybody else. I don't need him in Buffalo, just not with the Chiefs.
Did you see the story that came out on the Kelce Brothers podcast about he just basically drafted himself to the Chiefs?
But that Mahomes did?
Yeah.
No, I don't obsess over the Chiefs, so I don't listen to Travis Kelce's podcast. I have a life!
It's Travis and Jason Kelce's podcast, jeez.
It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, we're pretty funny guys together. Yeah. Pretty funny
still guys. Have a life!
I actually don't listen to the podcast either. I just it was just shared a bunch. All right, Jamie goes into the second round, up 1-0. Let's go to tailgate food. We always ask what the best one is. Jamie, you're up first. What's the most overrated tailgate food? And whatever tailgate food means to you.
Most overrated tailgate food. I'm going to go with the folks that do like the grilled jalapenos and they stuff them with stuff.
Mmm. Okay. You don't like the poppers?
No.
Not in on the jalapeno poppers?
I'm all out on any kind of jalapenos stuffed with things.
Okay.
But did I just lose that point?
We'll see. We'll see what happens. It may or may not be one of Jackson, my favorites.
Jackson, you might say aluminum foil at this point.
Mine is just like the veggie tray. You don't need it.
Charcuterie board?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just listening to a commercial a minute ago that said, what did I say?
Gourmet tailgate.
Gourmet snacks. Who has gourmet snacks at a tailgate?
Mixed nuts? Anybody? Mixed nuts? No, thanks. I'll have a burger.
Mixed nuts is not gourmet.
Well, yeah, it is like the fancy mixed nuts that you have to like crack open with your own little crackers, you know?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I've never seen a vegetable tray at a tailgate, but my favorite thing on the planet, one of them, certainly when a grill is on, are jalapeno poppers. So Jackson's going to get the point.
They might just be there and you don't recognize it because they're not needed there.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe
just look right over it.
Yeah, they're there. Like people set stuff on top of it. Hey, let me put my 12 pack of Schlitz on top of this thing.
Let's put this vegetable tray on the table that the fan is going to jump into.
Hey, my table's a little wobbly. Could you put your vegetable tray underneath it? Make it level.
Does that bug you if you sit at a table that's uneven? Like, I will mess with it the entire time until either I fix it or I annoy my wife. Like, let's go to a different table.
I can't remember the last time that I've had that problem.
It happened to us last week.
Oh, yeah?
I was a child. I can just admit it. Yeah, I was just like, is the table moving to you? Like, it's obviously moving. This table seems uneven.
That's it. At that point, she said, Clint, why don't you get up and go to a different table? I'll stay here.
Why? It's so uneven. We can just move it like this. Okay, final question for all of the marbles that I have in my pocket. If you had your own bowl game named in your honor, what would the official title be? Where would it be at? And I need a sponsor for it. And if you want to do conference tie-ins, if you want to go all the way in, feel free to. Jackson, you're up first.
Okay. So what are all the different things we have to name? There's a location.
So you need just how you would say a bowl game. You need a location, you need a sponsor, the name of the actual bowl. Okay. Just like Texas Tech will be playing in the Tax Act Texas Bowl in Houston, Texas. Is he running away? He fell down the hole again.
I think mine. I would put mine in Vegas. Okay. Just because Vegas, nice location, fun to go to. And I would name it the Jackson Big Ear Bowl sponsored by ReSound, the hearing aid company.
So it's the ReSound hearing aid company, Jackson Big Ear Bowl.
No, it's just the ReSound Big Ear Bowl.
ReSound Big Ear Bowl.
In Vegas.
What is he reading off of? Do we allow him to cheat? I had to phone a friend? What are we doing in there?
You can Google whatever you want.
I had to find
that. Comes from here, Jackson. You know, comes from this massive ego.
You know what happens when you don't Google stuff? You say Byron Leftwich was a left-handed quarterback, so I'll allow it.
I just had to make sure of the hearing aid sponsor before I...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's well done. Jamie?
I would have the Mountain Dew You Do You Bowl, and it would be in Montana.
Ooh.
And the teams, instead of like going to like these fancy restaurants and having these competitions where they have fun, each team just goes on a hike.
You almost had it. You lost it on the hike part. I love the bowl game. C.S. Lesterton is very excited to have a tie-in to the You Do You Bowl. But in honor of Big Ears, Jackson gets the point, also gets the victory. I mean, his second today. Jackson's just feeling it in there. He's on a roll.
He is on fire.
Jamie's question of the day when we come back on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is a Monday edition of The Bottom Line. You've got us on 100.7 The Score at 107thescore.com. Coming back with a little queaser. Let's have a Jamie Lynn Jackson Frazier. Hit us up on the H. Warren Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, reaction, all of that and more. Welcomed.
Is Weezer the group that sings Buddy Holly?
Mm-hmm. Hello, just like Buddy Holly.
So on the way to work this morning, as I'm pulling down our street, that song came on. And it's the second time that I've been in sight of the Buddy Holly Center and that song came on.
Which burnt CD is it on?
It is not on a CD. It was on like 90s on 9 or something. I just felt like that's weird.
Yeah, it's a sign.
What's it a sign of?
That you should wear Buddy Holly glasses.
Oh, I would.
As a fashion statement.
Totally think that's cool.
And wear it with the fake paws you're wearing or whatever you said earlier.
Fake paws. Oh, man. It's a shame that you don't have children.
No, it's not.
Because
no, it's not.
You need somebody to be annoyed by your dad jokes.
I have a wife.
Yeah,
husband
but
jokes?
They're better with the kids.
I don't know. Kronk likes them. He usually laughs. So I have nieces and nephews.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for them to get older so I can like text them these things.
Mm.
All of the nieces and the nephews are kind of at the stage where you still have to wipe their own nose. That's for the parents. Sooner in Lubbock said, Buffs and Huskers in the Rose Bowl next year. Also asked, is Utah a top 10 team next season? I think so, especially if Cameron Rising stays. Because they have, I believe he's on that kind of line where he could leave and he's fulfilled his senior year, but could come back and be a super senior. And they were that way coming in too. I think that's a really good Utah team. This from Tyler Jackson is now in the transfer portal. Ooh. Is that true, Jackson?
News to me, but I mean, I guess you never know. Everyone's
entering. Probably when we were missing you earlier. This week we couldn't find you, or I mean earlier in the show.
That's funny.
He was lost.
It was well done. Quinn Ewers is making the most. He should get the Heisman. That's funny.
Now sports works now.
Gosh. I hate myself for saying this, but I'm rooting for TCU to beat Michigan to shut people up who discount anyone not named OU or UT in the Big 12. Are you in that same boat?
No. No.
I might be.
That's fine.
Just because they're up against a Big Ten team. The SEC, I don't really care, but the Big Ten and Michigan, who knows? They could blow out TCU, maybe give Georgia a game. I don't think it'll happen. I think whoever ends up if someone beat Georgia, whether that be Ohio State or one of the other two meeting them in the championship game, would be, and it's not like I'm just saying something off the wall and something shocking that other people don't think, it would be a massive, massive head-scratching upset. As far as Michigan and TCU, where that lines up, where's the top of the two conferences? I've just been so annoyed by the Big Ten and people that think that the Big 12 is a sucky conference and the Big Ten is some godsend behind the SEC when they're not. That conference, top to bottom, is nowhere near the competition level that the Big 12 is, and their floor is so much farther down, and they have two good teams, maybe one really good team, depending on what Michigan actually is, and Michigan dominated Ohio State, and that was supposed to be the great one. So I'm kind of in that boat with him.
These things are all about your feelings, okay? TCU winning will help them in recruiting.
Yeah.
TCU is your rival. You are in a position where one of your rivals, you are in a position where you are recruiting the same level of kids, a lot of the same players, and them doing well does nothing but help them, gives them a leg up over the Red Raiders. Yeah. And so you can feel all day long, well, I want to be able to tell the Big Ten fans that they're stupid faces. It doesn't mean anything.
I didn't sound like that.
I want to be able to tell the SEC folks to go stick it. Okay? It means nothing. Okay? TCU winning recruiting battles hurts the Red Raiders. Period. The extra money that the Big 12 would make from TCU doing well or getting to the bowl, it doesn't outweigh the huge advantage it gives them in recruiting. It doesn't. So get past your feelings.
I won't. Okay. You know what? You know what? You made me double down.
Get past your feelings.
You pushed me into my room.
Yep. I mean.
No, I see where. I mean, I see where you're coming from.
Have you ever met a TCU fan?
No.
Have you ever been around TCU fans?
No, I haven't.
I guarantee you, if you ever were around them, you wouldn't be like, man, I hope TCU makes the Big 12 look good. You'd be like, I hope TCU gets a mud pit stomped in them.
I still don't believe TCU fans exist. I don't think you're. I think
I would ask you the question: if it was K-State, would you be like, "Yeah, no. I hope K-State does it to make the Big 12
go Michigan"?
Look good.
They're right. The Big Ten's awesome. Let's go, Michigan.
See,
so, Wolverines.
And that's how I am right
no,
now.
No, I get it. I get.
Let's go, Big Blue.
I know I'm in a different boat over here, but oh man,
I think you just fell out. I think you fell out of it.
Why do you always throw the K-State crap right back in my face? I can't believe they won the Big 12 this year.
And on the same weekend that the Chiefs lost.
Don't.
Jets.
Don't.
There's about to be a temper tantrum up in here.
What's a temper tantrum?
Temper.
I know. You said. Yeah. I'm just throwing stuff back, man. I'm lashing out emotionally.
We hadn't noticed.
Hey, Jamie, do you have a question of the day?
Yes.
100.7 The Score is presented by Bazaar Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
Love Bazaar Solutions. What a shout out.
My question for you fine gentlemen today is this. If you were grading positions for the Red Raider football team, which position group would get the highest grade?
For me, it is the linebackers as a whole. And I thought that they really, Krishan Merriweather and Kosai Elridge played outstanding football. It's close between them and the defensive line as a whole. It's helping me talk, moving the remotes. I'm sorry. But I give the edge just a little bit to the linebackers. I thought you were having a very tough ask of specifically of Krishan Merriweather, who leads it for me grade-wise, to replace Rico Jeffers and replace Colin Schooler. And I was like, yeah, he's a good linebacker. Can he be a number one? And he was, and then everyone else just kind of followed suit. I wish I could join the two groups together with the linebackers and defensive line, but I'll say the linebackers edged them out just a little bit for me.
Okay.
I'm going to go. I did the linebackers as well. Me and Choice actually did like each position the other day, and I had them at an A+.
Who's this Choice you speak of?
I forgot.
Okay.
But
one of those guys wearing those fake paws too.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of camo.
But I had them at an A+, and I think partially some of that does have to do with what we weren't sure of going into the season. Like, because the defensive line, I would say, was probably the better, more productive group, but we kind of expected that going forward. And they did play better than we expected, but we just knew that they were a stronger point than the linebacker group. And the linebacker group was just solid. And I don't think they had a few bad plays here and there, but they were a solid group overall.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer. I'm with you guys on that. I think the defensive line might be second. If we had to pick an offensive unit, I guess your running backs would be that group, right?
Almost by default.
Yeah, yeah. And the specialists, ultimately, I think, turned out to be pretty good mm-hmm. when you consider how good Trey Wolf had been. And I think McNamara got better as the season went along.
Let us know what you think on the 8-4 Center chat line. Back with more next.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's once again time to play a little No Diggity. You've got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Let's go. For the first time in a decade, it feels like Spencer Sanders, I guess he could always put his name, he could go back, but has entered his name into the portal. Not a shock there, though.
Just the way things finished up. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
And he's really, I mean, he's been on the campus there forever. And, I mean, he's not, if he does go to the NFL, it's going to be like on a, make it a practice team out in after two snaps and preseason, that sort of situation. So not surprised there, though. Clint Scott with Jamie Lynn and Jackson Frazier. Hey, Jamie, did you know in the Fenway Bowl that there was one far superior than the Pinstripe Bowl? When I think of the two, I'm like, I would much rather go to the Fenway Bowl for no
Why don't you finish the story and then everyone else will know why the Pinstripe Bowl is so much better than the Fenway Bowl. Just tell us, Clint, what you were going to tell us.
I actually I'm a fan of the Pinstripe Bowl because one time Kansas State was playing in it and they got a big penalty that made them lose that game.
Mm.
I think it was to Pitt. It was pretty funny. So, in the Fenway Bowl, your competitors, Louisville versus Cincinnati. By the way, Cincinnati, as you know, headed to the Big 12. Just hired Scott Satterfield, Louisville's head coach. And they will be on the same sideline. Split it about the 50-yard line. You take that side, you take that side. Because at the Fenway Bowl, we say everyone should be friends. Also, sometimes, I mean, kind of old school, not rival rivals, but two used to go at it.
So we're going to put up one of those little barriers like this, the line at Chick-fil-A, where you have to weave through. Here's what
a big sneeze guard.
Here's what football needs. Do they have two end zones, or do they have to turn around at the 50 and head back? I mean, here's what football needs, right? It needs a football field and two sidelines. If you can't provide two sidelines, don't have a bowl. How about that? Okay. And we all know the only reason the Fenway Bowl exists is because the Yankees got a bowl a few years ago. And so now the Red Sox, we got to have a bowl.
Oh, yeah. Red Sox. The Yankees already won 32 titles or whatever many it was before you decided to win one. Copycats.
I mean, you can't. One sideline. What kind of jargon is that? So dumb.
Do you kind of hope there's a fight? Like, not like a bad fight, but just like a small fight. Because what happens whenever there is a pick six, right? Pick six that happens at the 40-yard line. What does everyone on that sideline
do? Oh, they start running
running
the guy.
Right with that guy. They're going to run into the other team.
How dumb is this?
And a coach that's running all the way down to the goal line yelling, timeout, 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 timeout. And he's got his little get-back coach hanging on to his towel tail. What happens when he goes in front of the entire other sideline to call the timeout?
Or if you score a touchdown on the side that the other team's on, and then you have to walk through the white line, just right across the whole other team to get back to your team?
Yeah.
I hope they actually, like,
or what
draw
about, like, when...
This is our side.
So they're substituting on defense, right? And a guy's trying to run off the field to get off. They got 12, right? So one guy came in. He's got substitute. He's sprinting off the sideline. He can't run to his team. He's got to go run to be with the other team.
If I – boy, this is like prank city for these two teams, right?
Maybe
because the quarterback sitting, he's looking at the little videotape. He's got his helmet standing behind him. All of a sudden, I've snuck over there and stolen his helmet. Like, where's this? Where's the quarterback's helmet? We got – get in the game. I don't know. How did this end up over here hidden in our trash can?
And one of the ball boys is wearing it backwards.
Maybe they'll just swap benches every time they swap end zones.
Did you say swip?
Swip. You said swip.
Swip swap.
Swip swap.
A little swip swap.
Yeah, little swip swap.
I like my idea of it. Like, when you hit the 50, you got to reach down, touch the 50, and then turn and start heading back through traffic. Like, don't chase him. Don't chase him. He's going to come back.
But you can't tackle him unless you've touched the line, too, and our refs will be keeping track. So,
one sideline. What a just bunch of craziness.
It's like Nerf football rules at that time. I say they go for
it. Fenway Bowl.
The Fenway Bowl. Should have called it the Khakis Bowl, right? Smart Pack. Lobster. What a joke.
Bowl's going to be wicked.
Your cousin's bowl from Boston.
I actually think those commercials are fantastic. That guy cracks me up. Yeah, those commercials are really well done. Well, I don't want to say, Clint, that I hope it turns into a melee. I just want it to somehow fail miserably.
That's how you... Sports hate is so awesome. It just is. Like, sports hate is incredible.
I'm so immature.
That you... That I wish Kansas City... I wish the Chiefs had a bowl game on their field. And so whenever the Raiders have them, like, oh yeah, where you're gambling, degenerates, getting these kids in trouble, come to a wholesome place like Kansas City. Like,
I would be... We have two sidelines.
we do the same thing.
Next? I mean, just... Does Fenway have teams come and play there? Hey, we're just going to share a dugout. That'll be fun.
All right, everyone hold hands in between pitches. Come on.
Next, the teams will just stay at the hotel and get shuttled in for, like, subbing.
Okay, we've ran out of two bases, so you just have to run back and forth between first and home, like, four times. And if you run into your own players on the base path,
maybe they'll make a little green monster to put between the two sidelines.
A little replica monster. That wall would be... How would the mini wall be? Like 20 feet tall, you think?
I think that would be plenty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably doesn't need to be that big.
Mm-mm. We may maybe like 6 feet tall. So you can Wilson them.
Just like, sure, you got to be able to look over the top and talk trash.
Yeah. Still smack them in the head.
Yeah, sure.
I think I really do hope it turns into a mess, just because I think it'll be funny. And be like, who could have seen this coming? Like, even if they're not rivals, like, they're a competing football team.
The only thing would have been better if it was Michigan-Ohio State, right?
Oh, man. Yeah. Why don't we play the game there for 1 year? That would be awesome. Oh, man.
I love how you just tried to totally troll me on that.
What? No.
What? Yeah.
I think it's really cool that a baseball team would have the originality to have a bowl game after their rival baseball team already had
one. Originality.
Yeah. We get this. Write it down. TCU keeps it close in the first half. Might even be ahead by 3. Second half, Michigan blows them out. Writing it down.
Practically,
it is written down on the 8th Bulletin Center chat line, which you can do as well.
I think it would be fair, I would need to be fair in saying that. I think the Cubs were hosting college football games. They host some Northwestern games in recent years before the Pinstripe Bowl came around.
Yeah, but that's Northwestern.
And wasn't there an issue there where, like, the wall was exceptionally close once you crossed over the back of the end zone? Like, it was really close.
You better not overthrow or you will be in the weeds.
I think there was an issue with that.
Vines? Why am I... What's...
Vines, yeah.
Vegetation, yeah.
Yeah.
The plants. The Chicago plants. The Cub plants. Mm-hmm. Back with more next on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Kill my team?
Would you even address
it?
Do
they have two locker rooms?
Well, that's true. We don't know for sure.
What would I tell them?
Would you even address it? Because to me, maybe if you address it, it puts more... By the way, you could just reach over and punch them.
I'd take a bunch of like the equipment managers or, I don't know, team personnel, and I'd stick them near the transition period there. Some folks I thought would be pretty level-headed and not get the let their emotions get the best of them. I'd try to put them there.
You ever watch, Jackson, I think you might appreciate this. Were you a WWE fan or I guess WWF fan, anything like that?
No.
So sometimes they would have these just brawls that weren't sanctioned matches, right? Like they were doing a promo or whatever, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they came unglued and started swinging. And they always bring these like smaller guys that aren't real wrestlers, but they're on the staff to pretend to like break them up, and they're just getting thrown off and like, hell, he's throwing off four men that are roughly the size of his knee. Like, how is he doing this? That's kind of how I picture that happening with like, hey, just in case things get frisky, why don't you, the ball boy, go stand in between these Division I athletes?
Yeah. Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, and if I was the ball boy, I'd go, I'm going on the other side.
Some team player you are.
I'm not a team player. I'm a team ball boy. There's a difference. Remember the Florida State kid that used to get like highlights of him because he was so fast? He had red hair.
I do not remember him.
It would just be videos like, and watch him run as fast as the receivers.
Sideline.
He would run with them.
Oh, goodness. Good for him.
Yeah.
Was he like a grown man or?
No, he was a college kid.
Okay.
Ish.
And he had wheels.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't look like he should have wheels.
That's just a missed opportunity for Florida State, right?
Yeah, just put it on.
It's a made-for-TV movie, right? Put that guy in for a few plays, let him score a touchdown. Next thing you know, Invincible. Two. The story of the redheaded kid at Florida State.
Yeah. His son, Mince Papali. I guess I could have just done Vince Jr., but Mince was more fun to say as a name.
Yeah.
Guys, mincemeat. It is time for No Diggity. It's that time of day where I throw in a situation to Jamie Jackson, and you are
a lot of diggity today.
Oh, yeah. Always is. Our fine listening audience, and with their diggitometers, they tell us just how much diggity a certain situation has. Jackson, I'll start this one with you. I want to go to the world of fashion. Should you wear a striped shirt with camo pants? Do those two things go together?
100% diggity.
Ooh. Interesting.
Did someone wear that such thing?
Would you swirl? Would you go through a cycle that can't be stopped if said thing happened?
Wait, what?
Would you...
What? Jackson just sounded like my 15-year-old. Wait, what?
Would your world be shattering?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Jamie?
Wouldn't bother me at all.
That's good. That's good.
Not at all.
Just asking.
Just for the record, I don't have camo pants on.
Those are camo pants. What are you talking about?
These are shorts, number one.
Camo shorts. Quartz. Sorry.
And it's not your typical camo.
But it's
like
still camo.
Black and gray. I mean, it is technically camo.
But if you're blending in with smoke plants... Like, you won't be seen at all. Be fantastic.
Yeah.
Plants at night.
Night plants, yeah.
Night plants, weed string.
Nocturnal plants, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to get
Clint has a theory that because of my fashion faux pas that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like emotional and aggravated today.
I never said emotional.
makes me sound like a pregnant woman.
Well, I never said emotional. I never said hormonal. I didn't say any of those words.
Sure you didn't, Clint.
Now, what Jeff said as you made him cry leaving the room, mm-hmm. that's completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to make.
But nobody blames me.
No. I was cheering as it happened. I said, finally. I didn't even know you could do that. Oh, Jamie, do you like eggnog?
No.
What about mayonnaise?
No.
Oh, this is going to be perfect for you. Jackson, are you in on either?
I like mayonnaise on like a ham and cheese sandwich, but I'm out on eggnog.
I'll watch the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Who's in that this year?
I have no clue, but it's football.
Now Hellman's got a mayonnaise bowl on the same sideline. It's interesting. We bring up Hellman's that I did because it's in the story.
Okay. It's interesting.
The people that make Hellman's and Best Foods mayonnaise, they want you to try something this year. If you're a fan, this won't affect either of you two. They want you to mix it into your eggnog this year. They say that eggs are the third ingredient in mayo, and they claim it works even better than egg yolks. They're selling a blended version called Frozen Mayo Nog. Oh. At a place in New York this month, it hits the menu at a bar called Amy Fontaine's on December 15th. For everyone else, they've posted the recipe so you can make it yourself. Each cup has 4 teaspoons of mayonnaise, along with milk, heavy cream, simple syrup, nutmeg, vanilla extract, and cinnamon, plus rum, brandy, and cognac. There's also a non-alcoholic version. You can find both recipes on their Instagram.
Let me get this straight.
Mmm.
You're going to drink something mm-hmm. that has 4 scoops of mayonnaise in it.
4 teaspoons. Did I say scoops?
No. I don't know what you said. Teaspoons. Teaspoon. 4 scoops of mayonnaise. I don't care how big or small the scoops are. And you're going to drink that.
Yeah, with like cinnamon and stuff.
I'd rather have pilk.
Oh.
What is pilk?
Pepsi and milk together. It's You're not drinking some Mountain Pew? Anytime.
I'm not going to tell you what's in the Mountain Dew is the healthiest thing in the world, but it is...
Certainly not mayonnaise in it. We can tell you that.
It is not going to turn my insides wrong side out immediately, like whatever version of eggnog you got going on over there.
It sounds disgusting, right? I like eggnog.
You would drink this?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Jackson, would you try it?
No, that's too much dairy and alcohol mixed together.
What about the non-alcoholic version?
No, not with the mayo.
Yeah, that's what's throwing me off. Like, the most surprising out of all of this was being served in New York and not, like, Wisconsin or some sort of Midwest state.
Well, who was it, Levis, that mixes mayo with his coffee?
Oh, yes. The Kentucky quarterback mixes it because it makes it creamy.
Why do you even know this?
There was, like, a video of it on some interview he was about to go on. And
pretty sure ESPN just ran out of stuff. At a certain point, like...
Here's what the Kentucky quarterback puts in his coffee. There are people out there watching this stuff.
I mean, we watched it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, and by people, I meant you two.
Well, you know, I feel like sometimes you have days where you look at whatever your favorite sports page is, the homepage, and it's like all injuries or someone getting in trouble. And then I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to click on this hilarious story instead. That's fair. This seems...
Feel good story.
I wouldn't say feel good.
Okay. Well, interesting.
Interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
Probably makes you feel better about yourself.
Yes. My coffee choices.
Yeah, that's fair. Coffee mayo breath. Weed strain.
Is that like really like what the wife drinks if she's like mad?
Oh, man. I don't think we use a lot of that in our house.
I'm just still looking at this recipe. I know it's not just like cinnamon in a thing of mayonnaise, but that's what I can't get over, the fact that it's just mayonnaise that you're drinking.
I don't even know how that's possible.
It's 4 scoops. Along with milk, heavy cream, simple syrup, nutmeg, vanilla extract, and cinnamon, plus rum, brandy, and cognac. Go and try it today. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score. Yuck.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.